Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Vicky. I'm giving you a call back from customer support. There was a message to return your call.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I would like you to give me a RMA number.
Okay, sir, I would need your zip code so I can pull up an account for you, please.
It's 96816.
Your first and last name?
First name is Genbao, GENBAO, and last name is GAO.
Okay, I thank you for that information, sir. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
It's a 2230 Palolo Avenue. Palolo is PALOLO.
And I thank you, excuse me, for that information, sir. And
And you want to know my order number?
oh, no. I have your account in front of me, sir. Is there
Okay.
any particular reason you're trying to send the watch back?
Well, I'm sorry, excuse me.
You ordered the I'm sorry, the what two wireless set of two wireless earbuds, correct?
Yeah.
Is there any reason you want to send those back in particular?
In particular, because for one thing, I remember when I click that survey, it says that Apple wireless earbuds, it's not.
Oh, you're saying that they're
And
not Apple?
yeah, Atom it's an Apple, but when I look at the stuff I receive, it's not. That's not important. The important thing is, I did not order the second one. I ordered only the first one. The second one, when say you need a second one, and I canceled it, but somehow you still give me two sets.
Okay.
And then the third thing is, when I click cancel, the message pops up saying, "This is a trial offer. And if you do not return within 2 weeks, you will be charged $60 something." And
That's
that's
not
not and that's not what I accept.
okay.
You sell things to me, that's the price. You
Okay.
do not sh you should not say, if you do not return within 2 weeks, you will be charged another amount.
No, it's
That's
if you don't cancel. You don't have to have them back within 2 weeks. You have to call in to cancel the trial, though. The trial
okay.
is a 14-day trial, and yours
Okay.
started on the 23rd, so your trial will actually end on the
So within the 2 weeks,
6th. So yeah, you're within the time to cancel, most definitely. Now I can, let me see. Hang on just one moment. I'm trying to find the return policy. Okay, I have to
Okay.
issue you an RMA number. Now, I can offer you 35% off on that end of trial price. That's what, $59 you said? I can
That's
offer.
$60 something,
Yeah.
over 60. I'm not sure what's the remaining. Anyway, it's over 60, yeah.
Okay, what if I were to refund you or discount you 50% of that $60?
No, I don't want it. If that's the if what I pay is what I get, that's okay. I'm
Okay,
happy
you can
to
get them,
accept it.
yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to charge me second time next, that is in next week's, that's not what I want. I do
Oh,
not
yeah,
accept
I
that kind of
understand.
thing.
Okay, I
And
understand.
also the fourth thing, actually, I forgot the fourth thing. It says if I accept your conditions, you will mail me the same kind of thing every month or every 2 months. That's a ridiculous policy from your company.
that doesn't apply to the ear pods. They have different price, I mean, different products, sir. They weren't referring to the earbuds, getting earbuds every 30 days. They have different products.
Why say if I accept the earbuds, you want to mail me something else every 2 months?
They were just speaking about the trial in general, sir, not necessarily the earbuds, because they also sell keto products, dietary products, so they would be referring to those. The last offer I can give you, sir, is I can discount it by 75%, which would make the earbuds $15 a piece.
No.
Okay. RMA number, certainly.
Yeah. You have my email address, yeah? Email me.
No, I don't email, sir. I answer phones. The emails come from the computer, and I can't email you an RMA number, but I can give it to you orally right now.
Okay.
And you can write it down and put it on side on the outside of the package that you're going to return the earbuds in, and I'll give you the address for that as well. Now, from the date that I issue you the RMA, sir, they
so
want it back in it.
So I will pay the shipping cost to sell it back?
Yes, sir.
That's not the RMA
process. That's return merchandise authorization number.
Okay, the return authorization number, you email me, give me a label. I put on the package.
No, I don't have I have an RMA number, sir. I don't have a label for you. I have an RMA number. That's all I have, and I can't email it to you. I'm going to tell it to you, and then you just write it on the back of the package, on the front of the package, and put it in the mail.
Okay, give me an RMA number.
Yes, sir, I most certainly will. Your RMA number is going to be 11, B as in boy, 369, C as in cancel, 4622, B as in baby. From the time the authorization number is issued, they actually want it back in the warehouse within 7 days. If you see that there is a problem getting to the post office or getting it postmarked by the next 7 days, then give us a call back so we can extend that RMA number or issue another one so you won't risk not getting your full refund. There is, however, a 10% restocking fee, but all you're out at this juncture, sir, is $12.98. So 10% of $12.98 is, hang on 1 second, sir. Hang on just 1 second. I said customer return product. Mm-hmm. Once the product is received,
May I ask, what's your company name?
Oh, certainly, sir. Just a moment. Okay, it's Eco MX Demand.
How to spell it?
E-C-O-M. X.
X?
Yes, sir. Demand. It's all like one word. E-C-O-M-X. Then the word demand. That's it. Do you
That's
have the
name?
Yes, sir. Do you need the mailing address, I would imagine? Just where to send it back to?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? It's going to be 115.
5.
Mm-hmm. 51. 11551 East 45th Avenue.
East.
45th Avenue.
Okay, wait. I'm not a native speaker, so you have to slow down, yeah? It's 1151.
No, sir.
East. Okay,
no.
East.
No, sir. Let me start over.
Okay.
11551.
11551, okay.
Yes. East E.
Yeah.
45th Avenue.
45th.
Right. Avenue. Yes, sir. Unit
okay.
C.
Unit C.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
Denver, Denver. Denver, Colorado.
Colorado.
C. Oh, yeah, yeah. Denver, Colorado. 80239.
80239.
39.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me repeat. It's 11551 East 54th.
No, 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 sir. 45 Avenue, not 54, 45. East 45 Avenue, 45th, 45th, 45th.
55 or 55th Avenue.
No, sir, 4 and a 5.
45th Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. And unit C, Denver,
yes, sir.
Colorado.
Yes.
C-O.
Right.
80239.
That's it. You got it.
Okay. Tell me about what the 10th restock, that thing.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned if I mail it back, you need charge me $12 something for...
No, 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 no. I said it's a 10% restocking fee.
Is
10%.
In,
so they'll give you the... They're going to...
Is that in your sell policy or price included? You did you mention it when you sell that thing to me?
It's in the terms and conditions, just like the fact that you were going to be charged after 2 weeks. It's in the terms and conditions. I didn't mention it to you. I mean, I didn't mention anything to you, sir. This is a call center, mind you. I'm answering the calls for a client. But in the client's advertisement, when you order the product, they have a section called terms and conditions. All of that is in there, sir. Everything I'm telling you is in the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. When you sell me a product, you didn't specifically say that's the policy, but you include in an obscure terms and conditions. How
the
do
terms
you
and conditions,
the,
because the terms and conditions are accepted before you place the order. You can't place the order without accepting the terms and conditions.
No.
Because it won't go through.
I didn't click the terms and the conditions.
Well, maybe it was already clicked and you didn't go down where you could see that it was already clicked, that you agreed and you didn't unclick it. But in order for you to have processed the order, the terms and conditions had to be agreed upon, sir.
Let me ask you, why did you send me two packages? I didn't click the second one. I canceled it. How do you explain that one? Is that a cheating kind of strategy?
Sir, again, this is a third-party call center. I answer phones for different companies. So a lot of the questions that you're asking me, I can't answer you. All I can do is what I've done.
You are a third party. Now
that's right.
Now
you got it.
Now tell me, what is the policy for return merchandise authorization number? You don't want to give me an email. You want to give me over the phone.
Because I don't email, sir. I don't email anything. Any emails are computer generated. The RMA number is.
Why do you serve as a third party member?
Why do I do it? I'm sorry?
This kind of service is a shit service.
Okay, well, that's your opinion, sir, and you're entitled to your opinion. But what I'm not going to do is stay on the phone while you curse me out.
Okay,
I'm not going to do that one.
Let me tell you are doing something not supposed to do like this. I ask you to email me back.
And I told you we don't email RMA
numbers,
sir. Well, if it's not in my job description, that's not what we do here. You know, if I could do it, I would do it. They don't do it. It's not just me saying I won't do it for you. The computer isn't set up to do that individually like that, sir. It's just not like this is my personal computer. I say, let me email this person here. It's not an option. Your account is canceled.
I'm not doing something to you personally like that, but your service is illegal.
Okay, sir.
I use the word that I don't mean it to you personally, but this kind of service I didn't experience before.
Mm.
That's something.
Well, if you've experienced it before, sir, it looks like you would have avoided it the next time.
Huh?
Okay, I'm going to turn on the recording.
Well, I ask you to give me an email, okay? Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
If you don't give me an email, I'm not mailing it back.
Okay, sir.
Sir.
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor, okay?
Okay, sure. Better.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, sir. Give me just a moment while I transfer your call.
Sure, sure.
All right, sir. Thank you so kindly for holding for me. I just had to type up some notes before I could transfer your call when we transfer to supervisors, we have to give them a brief summary of what the transfer is about. So that's what took so long. I do appreciate you holding for me, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't do more to assist you or to satisfy you in terms of customer service, but I did issue your RMA number. I don't cancel the account out until the merchandise is returned. Wait a minute. I think I may.
Yeah. No, you are doing the third-party service, and this is a service I don't think it's illegal because you don't have enough authorization. Okay, and also you don't meet my requirement. I asked you to email me back the...
Okay, but sir, I did, but
level,
I
didn't.
But I've told you three times we don't... It's not that I don't want to, sir. We don't do that.
You don't
it's
do
not
that,
a matter
and
of...
You should not accept as a third-party service.
Okay, well,
you don't have enough authorization.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm finna do. I'm finna transfer you over to my supervisor. You tell her that, okay?
Sure.
All right.